Back here on this Wednesday morning, I'm Sam Speck, live from our KGGF studios. It is Wednesday morning, which means we're joined in studio by a couple of K-State Extension agents. It's Barbara Ames and Jacob Weber this morning. Good morning to you two.
Good morning. Glad to be here.
A chilly and at some points on the roads icy morning today, no doubt about, but hopefully your guys' Wednesday's off to a good start here as, man, we got a busy couple of weeks. I know a lot of preparing goes into getting ready for the next growing season as well, and I know you guys have a lot of not only courses to kind of get us ready for that, but also some good advice as well. So lots of good information to get to today as well. I don't know where you guys really want to start with it. I know we've been talking about that farmer's market course coming up. I believe it's coming up in the next couple of weeks.
A week from Saturday.
That's right. Was it Groundhog Day that I was?
Yep.
Groundhog Day it is. Yeah. So I guess we'll just go ahead and start with that just because we have been previewing it. But it's coming up here pretty quick.
Okay, well, it's the registration for the Farmers Market Workshop course. We went pre-registration already past January 24th.
That's tomorrow.
That's tomorrow.
Hey, you're still in time.
Yeah, right.
All right.
Better get on.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Here's what happens if you pre-register by January 24th. You get your lunch guaranteed.
Yeah, get some food.
Lunch. Yeah, but if you miss that date and you still want to go. You can go, but there's not a guarantee on the lunch after the 24th. But yeah. Well, walk-ins are welcome on February 2nd. The program is going to be held at the Southeast Area Research and Extension Center in Parsons, and that's at the intersection of Ness Road and 400 Highway, just off the highway there, about one or two blocks south, and on the west side of Ness Road. You can't miss it. Big old sign on the side of the building. Pretty obvious that, and nice large parking lot, so the parking should not be an issue there. So show up for that. Starts at 9 o'clock in the morning on Saturday, February 2nd, and it'll go to 3 p.m. A lot of things on the list there of activities, and I guess there's going to be a certification, is that right?
Morel mushroom identification, you can get certified in that. Also, it's good to note that vendors can bring their scales and have those tested for free, and I believe it costs about $70 if you go have those tested, and so that's really a good value to bring your scales and get those tested for free. And then also Kansas Senior Farmers Market Nutrition Program Certified Farmer Training is handled that day too. So a lot of good reasons to go take advantage of some of these opportunities, in addition to other workshops that are going to be there that day too, breakout sessions and speakers.
Yeah, and I know a large influence of that day, and a lot of courses are kind of aimed towards it. But Jacob, you hit on this as well, kind of learning to not necessarily always make a booming profit, but at least walk away with some cash in your pocket from the farmer's market. That's the goal, right?
That's right, definitely.
That's the goal with that. So cool. That's a farmer's market. Just kind of swinging back to that course coming up on the 2nd of February there. But man, you guys have a long list of courses as well that to come up and preview. So Barbara or Jacob, however you guys would like to go down the list there.
It looks
like you guys got a busy couple of weeks.
Okay, I'm going to do this one. This is February 12th. I'm not sure which day of the week that is. Industrial Hemp Informational Meeting. Industrial Hemp is it's kind of an offset of the marijuana plant. Actually, it's a textile plant. And this is probably something that we're going to see in the future as we move into sustainable agriculture. Industrial hemp, of course, has been around for thousands of years. It's a good fiber, a very durable fiber. And so this is just an informational meeting. This is something that is, there's a lot of regulations yet, but if folks are interested in production, possibilities in the future, getting plugged into this industry, stop by February 12th, Southeast Area Research and Extension Center. Again, that I gave the directions just right off Highway 400 Ness Road. It's 25092 Ness Road in Parsons. And excuse me, registration begins at 6:15, and then we're going to have from the Kansas Department of Agriculture Industrial Hemp Regulations, Dana Ladner is going to be down to talk. And you're going to get a lot of information from the Kansas Department of Agriculture. And then Jason Griffin from the K-State Research and Extension John C. Pear Horticultural Center from Wichita. This center has been designated as the Industrial Hemp Research Center in Kansas. And he's going to be talking about hemp basics and K-State's role in this research. And then he's going to be talking from about 7:30 to 8:30. And then there'll be final remarks and questions and answers at about 8:30 p.m. So this is sponsored by Community National Bank and Trust Company and K-State Research and Extension, Wildcat District. So that, again, February 12th, at beginning at about 6:15 at the Southeast Area Research and Extension Center.
Yeah, almost an event of curiosity for all of our listeners out there that, again, just don't have that information. This would probably be a good place to go and at least get somewhat informed about it. And you had mentioned, you know, the Kansas State of Agriculture will be there. I'm sure you're going to get all the regulations, all the info that you can handle.
The current regulations, and they're pretty stringent right now. There will be changes, I'm sure, in the future. But there's a lot of regulations. You just don't want to jump into this because you'll probably end up not making any profit at all.
Exactly. And you had mentioned just the list of regulations with that as well. And the word future, you mentioned that. Future. Hey, 5 years down the line, this could be a huge crop. And if you have that step forward on the scene and those regulations and things like that, it may turn out beneficial to you. And 5 years down the line, it may not matter. But it's still, you have that information and you have the education that you deserve with that. Is there any cost, or is it just kind of come on
it's,
in and
it's
get
free.
The info?
It's free, just to show up. There's of course, there's no registration fee, and it just come and for the information and go away with the new knowledge.
How about that? So, cool. That's up in Parsons, but I think you guys have an event here in Coffeyville. Is that correct?
We do. Coming up here in Coffeyville, we have the next session of Stay Strong, Stay Healthy. This is a program. The goal is to improve the health and quality of life of older citizens. It's geared toward older adults. It's an evidence-based strength training program, and it's an 8-week program. You meet twice a week, so we have 16 different classes for an hour a week. This is going to be, as we said, here in Coffeyville. It's going to start March the 4th, and it's going to run through April the 24th. On Mondays and Wednesdays. We're going to start at 10:30 in the morning, go from 10:30 to 11:30, and registration, we do have to have registration for this by Tuesday, February the 19th, and there is a $20 fee for that. It's going to be held at the American Red Cross here in Coffeyville at 128 West 8th Street. And strength training is really beneficial to people because it, of course, increases your muscle strength, but we also work on improving people's balance. It enhances flexibility, strengthens bones, helps with arthritis, helps control weight, helps with depression and stress and things like that. So it's really a good class. It's been very popular. Usually this class fills before registration, and we have a waiting list. And so if you're interested, it would be a good idea to call right away and secure your spot in this class.
Yeah, and again, it's something so easily overlooked almost, especially, I mean, I work so odd hours, I work a lot, man, I just don't want to get home, do stretches, or do any sort of physical activity, but it is, like you had mentioned, it keeps you healthy, it keeps your mind more on a positive track.
Right, your mind and your body.
Yeah, your mind and your body work is one with that as well, so, I mean, is the workouts strenuous, or are they just kind of simple, kind of burn some calories?
It's very, very simple. I have people tell me that they just can't believe that these simple exercises have the impact on their body that they do. But we have 8 different exercises, and we start out just doing the movements, and we're very careful to show people how to do them properly so you don't hurt yourself. And then we work into weights. We do provide weights there at the class, and we will start out with arm weights, or, you know, weights that we hold in our hands, and then leg weights too. And we have warm-up exercises and cool downs. We start out doing some assessments before the class ever starts, and we chart those, and then at the end of the class, we do those assessments again and chart them, and you can actually see the improvement that you've made, and most everybody has at least some improvement, some people a lot of improvement in the strength of their body. So I'm pretty excited to be able to offer this again here in Coffeyville.
Yeah, what a cool thing, and you had mentioned as well, just kind of those subtle added, whether it's, you know, weights around the wrist or small weights. I was doing some strength training as well. And I was swimming, and they put a weight on my back and on my ankles, and I didn't really know what was going on until I got out of the pool. My legs were noodles. I mean, I was just beat. I had no idea that I was exerting that much energy. Uh-huh. And then you get out, and it's just, you're beat out. It's like riding a bike. You know, you don't know how much energy you're exerting, but at the same time, it does all of it. So,
and the accountability of actually being in a class and the camaraderie that develops and stuff, that helps you stay motivated. Like you said, it's hard to get yourself motivated sometimes to do this. And it's so important for people to keep their bodies healthy and strong by doing these strength training. And then also we encourage you to add some aerobic activities to it as well, but it's very important.
And that aerobics, I'm sure, kind of adds a little bit more cardio themed instead of more just kind of isolated workouts.
We need both kinds of exercise.
Yeah, very cool. Again, Barbara Ames and Jacob Weber here this morning with us on this Wednesday. We have a farmers markets course coming up, as well as a hemp informational meeting and a Stay Strong, Stay Healthy here in Coffeyville. We'll have more information on those on our website as well. We've got a gardening for kids thing that we'll hit on in the 8 o'clock hour, as well as any questions, comments, concerns that you guys have had in the last week or so. We'll have that on the other side of the break. For now, we do head off to our top of the hour news break. Weather from Alan Crone, 5-minute Fox News and local news with Matt Jordan after the break.